Mr. Harry Warford, 101 Dayton Street, Trenton, New Jersey. The interviewers for this evening will be Lance Metz, Frank Swope, and Howard Swope. And we'll be talking to Mr. Harry Warford and asking him questions about life on the Delaware Canal. First off, Mr. Warford, would you state your full name and address for the record here, please?
Harry Warford, Jr.
Okay.
The address?
Address, please, zip code, please.
101 Dayton Street, Trenton, New Jersey.
Okay. Do you remember what your zip code is?
08610.
Okay. Mr. Warford, how did you first get connected with the Delaware Canal?
Well, I was born at lock number 9. Dad was lock tender there.
Okay. For the record, would you state where lock number 9 was located at?
New Hope.
New Hope.
Pennsylvania.
And your father was lock tender?
Right.
What was his name, sir?
Harry Warford, Sr.
Harry Warford, Sr. What year were you born?
1914.
How long had your father worked as a lock tender before you were born?
7 years.
7 years. Had he boated before he worked on the lock?
No. He worked at John A. Rubens.
In Trenton?
Yeah.
Why did your father start working on the canal?
Rubens sent him out to Pittsburgh, and he was gone with my mother at the time, and so he didn't want to stay out there. She wouldn't go, so he came back and started work on the canal.
What was your mother's name?
Mary Trauger.
Mary Trauger.
Warford.
Okay. How many, do you have any brothers and sisters?
I had a sister and a brother, and my mother lost twins at the age of 18 days.
What were your brother and sister's names?
My sister was Elmarie Warford, and my brother was Melville Warford.
Where was your mother from originally?
New Hope.
New Hope. So she was local then?
Yeah. Dad was born in Point Pleasant.
Okay. Did anyone else in this family besides him or he work on the canal or boat on the canal or do anything on the canal?
No. I worked on it, but not boating.
Not boating. What was your earliest memory of the canal?
That's hard to say. I know we all learned to swim real young because our backyard went right to the canal. I did go when I was in grade school up with John Winters on the boats.
How old were you?
I'd say I was probably 11.
So you boated with John Winters?
Yeah, I went up with him. And, he had a boy about my age.
Do you remember what his name was?
Earl.
Earl.
Earl Winters.
So if you were born in 1914, you were 11 years old, be about 1925? Were you excited going on the boat for the first time?
Well, I never away from home much, but I managed, and I enjoyed it. They drove the mule, steered the boat. Never liked to steer a lighted boat, though, but it was windy. I had it all over the canal. But a loaded boat was easy to steer.
I know that, too.
So you've had problems with light boats, too, Frank. How about you?
We had lots of trouble coming up the 11-mile level.
That's what I was just going to say. From Bristol up to Morrisville, or to Yardley, we always had a lot of trouble in open fields.
You would come from the east, you was on the burn bank, you would come from the west while you was on the tow bed.
It was easy steer, loaded boat.
Yeah.
What a light boat if it was windy.
So when you boated with John Winters, did he have you steer and work the mules both?
Yeah. Yeah, you used to walk the mules, get on their back. Used to get off at bridges. Lots of times the mules walked alone, right? And you go under a bridge, you get a hold, and get off.
What time of the year was it when you took this trip with John Winters?
Oh, I don't know. I had to be going school vacation.
Okay. when did you describe your typical day working on the boat, what you did when you first got up and how late you worked to?
Oh, it's hard to say, but a boatman's hours was 4 to 10.
Right. What did you wear?
Clothes.
Anything particular, like jeans?
Nothing particular, no.
Did you wear a hat?
Barefooted.
Barefooted.
Yeah, we used to always run around barefooted. Splinters, stub your toe.
Did he feed you good?
Oh, we always feed you good.
What were some of the things that he fed you on the boat?
Oh, I couldn't say.
Don't remember.
It's too long ago.
Okay.
I just turned 70.
Okay, well, I'm just going to ask you questions. If you can answer them, answer them. I just have to ask certain things.
Yeah.
72.
72. You're in good shape.
How was your age, just about?
Did you, how many miles would you usually cover when you were boating a day?
They could tell you that better than me.
Okay. Did you, where was the end of your trip at?
Mark Chunk.
You boated as far as Mark Chunk?
Did you go far as Mark Chunk?
Where they loaded?
They loaded at Larry's station.
Later on.
No, I have vivid memories of up there. I know the boatmen were a tough gang.
Well, you said in 25 you boated. You
was around 25.
1 year after we started, and they said, well, we always started at Larry Station.
Well, maybe that's where
so
it was.
Maybe that, now I'm not sure if that's the end of it or not.
See, there's some things not sure of.
Okay.
It's a long while ago.
Right, that's why I'm just going to ask you to remember what you remember, I guess, is the best way of putting it. You said the boatmen were a tough lot. In what ways were they a tough lot?
Well, they were just tough. Get arguing.
Did you see any fights?
I don't recall. No. Don't recall.
You look at her tough.
If anything started, I headed for the cabin.
You headed for the cabin. Did you sleep in the upper bunk or the lower bunk in the cabin?
Upper.
Didn't I? So you went up there and you got loaded up with coal? Where about these did you unload at?
What coal yards in Easton?
Dinkies?
C.K. Williams, where the museum is, and...
Dinkies?
What was across the river?
Dinkie, and I forget the other one.
I don't know which one, but I know we unloaded there. And then
Red Pine?
Then we got a
trip to Easton. Was
it? To Bristol.
So you had a trip to Easton, and you had a trip to Bristol.
Yeah. That's when I got home.
That's when you got home. We dropped you off at New Hope, or...?
Yeah.
Did you ever take any other trips on the canal besides that one?
No.
Did he pay you for?
No.
Just did it.
Did it for fun of it.
Was there anything unusual or anything out of the ordinary that happened on your trip?
No, not really. Nothing that I can recall.
So the rest of the time you were at the lock with your father, when you were a child?
Yeah, we lived there right after.
How many boats a day would usually pass? Do you have any rough estimate?
I guess you'd have to go by that.
Go by this. Okay, this is a book, of course, which is the record of the boats passing the lock. Did your father have a store in the lock? Did he sell anything to the people on the boats? Would boats tie up at your father's lock for the winter? Around the area, would they winter over there? No, I mean, would boatmen winter in the canal near your father's lock?
I remember, too, when he used to have the measuring stick to measure the boats.
Gauged them.
Tell me about that.
Why? And they put seals on the hatches, and then they didn't measure anymore.
Tell me about measuring. It's something I don't know much about. How would he go about doing it?
Well, it was a measuring stick with a lip on the end.
Mm-hmm.
You just put it down under the boat and measure.
Down inside the boat or along the side
along
of the boat?
Along the side.
Along the side. To see how far the boat was riding in the water.
Right.
And if it was riding lighter in the water, it was supposed to, somebody was taking coal off, is that the...
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
But you know what they done then, if they got rid of some? Before they got to the waylock, they pumped water out of the canal with a pump boat. Boat pump, and put water in it and got it down to where it was. They used to mark it with a crayon.
What would your father do if he found a boat that was light?
I don't know. I never recall any being.
Any being?
They was all owners' people.
Did your father ever get coal from the boatman?
I guess they did.
I think they used to give him some coal box. Yeah.
They used to
have. A what? He said a what there?
Coal box.
Coal box.
With a little.
Your father would lock people out to the river to go across to Jersey. Tell me about how that was done.
Well, they came around there at Featherson's.
Mm-hmm.
And Pokey Lewis, I think, had the gates there. Remember Pokey Lewis? Anyway, they came up and threw the lock at the outlet, and then the cable was across, which is a good picture on the front of there.
Right.
And they went over to the Delaware Raritan Canal.
The boats, the cable, the current would take them across from the cable to Delaware Raritan.
And walked the mules up around the bridge.
Did you ever go over to Delaware Raritan for any reason?
No.
Was there a lot of boats coming from Delaware Raritan over to Delaware Canal? Two-way traffic, mostly? Do you remember anything besides coal passing through the lock?
Well, they had cement, I think, and stone, I guess.
Did you get to know a lot of the boatmen they passed through?
Oh, I knew a lot of them by name and everything.
Was there some...
The old ones.
Pardon?
Some of the old ones, like Whiskey Jack and Abe Rose. I mean, you know them by name.
Is there any stories you can tell me about some of the boatmen, some of the things that they would do or pass through, any things unusual they would do? Or?
No. Templeton's had a store up there, Charlie Templeton.
Where they have a store?
Lock number 11.
Lock number 11. How was your father paid?
I don't know. I know how I got paid when I was working for him.
Tell me that. How'd you get
work
paid?
Work 10 hours a day for $3.
6 days a week?
Five and a half.
Five and a half.
I used to walk from the Yardie to Center Bridge every Saturday morning.
Who's you at Center Bridge?
I'd inspect the bridges on the way up, look for muskrat holes.
From Yardley to Center Bridge or New Hope to Center Bridge?
Yardley to Center Bridge.
So you walk down the Yardley and then walk back to Center Bridge?
My dad used to take me down.
Take you down. You look for muskrat holes?
Yeah, you look for leaks and you look for... He had a nice pick to jab on the joists of the bridges and the sticks. They were something to work on, those camelback bridges.
What do you mean? Were they hard to work on? Or?
Well... If you put in a new stick, which comes down this way,
mm-hmm.
There's a shoe that it fits in. Carpenters used to cut it to fit in that shoe. And then you had the hooks, one on each side. And of course, we were young. George Solomon, remember him? He used to holler at it. One little slip and you'll throw the whole bridge in the canal.
Was he a maintenance boss?
He was a carpenter.
Where was he from?
New Hope.
Where was the carpenter crew headquartered at?
Well, there was a carpenter lumber shed right there at New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And the blacksmith shop.
Where were they located at?
Where?
Yes.
Between lock number 8 and 9.
Between 8 and 9. Do you remember some of the other people who worked out these carpenter sheds and these blacksmith shop?
It was Dad Cardy.
Yep. What was his first name?
Frank.
Stuart.
Or Stuart. Stuart.
Stuart Cardy.
Cardy.
What was his job?
He was a carpenter.
Okay.
He had one eye.
One eye. Who else did
and
you...
He was... He had skin like leather.
From working out in the sun all the time.
He was tough.
Was he a good carpenter?
Yeah. And they were all good. Ricky was a carpenter.
What was his first name?
Arthur.
Arthur Ridge.
Yeah.
Anybody else you remember?
Well, as we were saying, Luther Evans ran the mud digger. Stage Dillon worked on the mud digger, so did Harvey Eklund.
Harvey Eklund, the other name was, sir?
Mm-hmm.
The other name was?
Stage Dillon.
Stage Dillon. Did you ever work on the mud digger?
No. Just watch it.
Just watch it. When you were would walk looking for muskrat holes, were you paid by your father or paid by the company?
Company.
How much did they pay you to do that?
Well, as I say, 30 cents an hour.
30 cents an hour.
I was working 5.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour a day, $3.
Did you like it?
It's all right. But I think you were a lot better off back then myself.
Why?
You didn't have to worry about income tax. You didn't have... I mean, you could buy a pack of cigarettes for, what, 10, 15 cents? I'd pitch a ball game for 2 hours and made $5.
Where was that, sir?
And that was better than working on the canal, but I threw my arm out.
Where were you playing for? What team?
I played for different teams. Newtown.
Semi-pro ball, or?
Well, if you pitched a good game, they'd give you some money.
When did your father stop working for the company?
1946, I guess he retired. See, he didn't stay with the state, he stayed with the company. Moved to Allentown.
Mm. Did you go with him?
No. No, I was married and living in the boat.
Whereabouts did he live in Allentown? One of the locks, or?
No, it was a company house. Company owned a lot of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
He owned Split Rock Lodge.
Yes.
And he worked on that.
To help to build it.
He used to do a lot of the driving for him. He'd go to Philadelphia and get a nice boat to bring up, different things like that.
Up the Split Rock?
Yeah. Yeah, he worked with him until he retired. I think it was 46, let's see, 46. 46, he was born in 1880. No, it had to be after that, I guess.
Okay, I want to stop for 1 second. Your father worked until 46?
It seems to me he was 70 when he retired. So it must have been later than that. He was born in 1880. 20.
Do you remember what his last address was?
In Allentown?
Yes, sir.
He lived on Filbert Street, which was only a little alley.
Right. That was a company house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a company house. You see, he had a company house there in New Hope, too. He only paid $1 a year rent.
Where was that located at now?
That was at lock number 9. That's
lock
the one
nine.
That the truck went through.
Mm-hmm.
Not there anymore.
Right. Okay, what did your father do? Your father moved to Allentown, what, about 32, 31, or...
No, it was later than that. It was after I got married. It had to be 41 or 42.
And before that time, what did he do? Still work for the company down in New Hope? Or?
Well, he worked for the company, and when the state took it over, he went with the state because Joni Lear was still living.
Mm-hmm.
And Joni was superintendent on the canal. So, Joni passed away.
What year would that be about, sir?
Gosh, I don't know. But anyway, he went back with the company.
Mm-hmm.
And That must have been when the state had it between Roseville and Yardley, because the company was still involved. Then later, the state had it all. So if he went back to the company, it would have to be during that time.
Okay. Tell us about Joni Lear.
Well, I don't know too much about Joni. Dad did a lot of the work in the collector's office. He had one of them old Oliver typewriters.
Mm-hmm.
And he could really work it, only with two fingers. And, but Joni, I don't remember too much about of what he did, except that he was over Dad. So,
okay, how about some of the other people worked on the canal? Some of the people worked for the company. Do you remember some other people's names? Or you talk about the Feathersons. What were they like?
Well, they didn't work on the canal.
They didn't work on the canal.
It was Mag Featherson. She had a son, Frank.
Okay.
And they just had that little store there.
Down with the Shaders, that's
yeah.
And they sold things to the canal boatmen?
I guess they used to get some stuff there. I think she sold kerosene and stuff like that. I know we used to sweep the floor up, get pennies that was on the floor when we were kids. Another thing that used to be nice was those 7 cherry trees. Or was it 5 cherry trees? Black cherries. Boy, we used to pick them.
Where are they located at, sir?
They were located right along the blacksmith shop in the lumber sheds.
Okay. Who was the blacksmith?
His name was Dempster, they called him.
Remember his first name?
No. I never heard his first name. Always Demp to us.
Did he work for the company?
Yeah.
And he did repair work, or?
Well, he shoot the mules, didn't he? And,
make parts for the locks.
Bridges or anything?
Bridges, yeah. And stuff. Irons and stuff.
Yeah, he had the old anvil there that we used to put the metal into the bucket.
Water.
And shape it around the anvil.
Did you ever have any problem with people falling in the canal and hurting themselves or drowning?
Not that I know of. There's several, I guess, have drowned in the canal. I know Mrs. Fleck ran into the canal with her car. Charlie almost drowned. You know Charlie Fleck, didn't you? Mm-hmm. And he's still living. I think so.
What year would that be, sir?
Oh, good heavens. I can't tell you on years.
I'm sorry, I just have to, don't worry about it. If you can't answer, don't worry about it. I just have to ask the question in case you do. It's for the tape, and there's certain things that I try and learn. If I can learn them, if I can't learn them, well, then you do the best you can do. That's all I can ask.
You know what I always thought about state? I think they made a big mistake. Why couldn't they have kept block number 11? Working condition. Start their barges between lock 10 and 11 so the people would have a lock to go through. Instead, they let them just go.
Was that done on purpose, do you think? The
I don't know. The state was hard to get money out of. I know when I was working for him, you didn't know when he was going to get a check. And I used to have to go down. Heavy storm and raise the wastegate there back up on this hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, when the ice was breaking up, many a night I stood down there with a hook pole breaking the ice up so it wouldn't hit against the gates. And I asked the state, there was a superintendent, was Browse, the name of Browse, I don't know his first name. I think Doc McGill had something to do with it. then they had to get somebody else on. I mean, I had from Center Bridge to Yardley. Frank Sigafoose had from Yardley to Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted Johnson had so far up, and then Skinny Eichel had so far up.
They were the bank bosses?
Too much for one man. I mean, that's all was on the canal, the four of us, with Patzel.
Who was Patzel?
He's the one that got the state job.
Russell.
Russ Patzel.
Russ Patzel, yeah.
Did he work for the company before he went with the...
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you something off the record. I wouldn't want you to say anything.
These are secret tapes. Nobody can... Yeah.
You see, Dad might have... Well, I don't know whether he would have or not. State. But it was a political job. And you know that Dad would be doing all the work, and Patzel would be the boss. I think that sort of kept Dad with the company, even though he had to move down to... I mean, the state is political. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Still that way today in certain respects.
Not only Pennsylvania, but all states.
All states. Question for you. So you started working for the state when the state took over the canal?
I was working for the company when the state took it over.
You stayed right on the canal then?
Yeah.
Did a few boats go through in 1932? I think so. We're almost sure. They were positive a few boats went through in 1932. I just wonder if you remember any boats going through in 32.
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell. Did you ever have any problems with mules?
I didn't, no. I guess some of them could be pretty darn ornery.
What was the worst problem you had maintaining the canal? The thing that was your constant headache all the time?
Well, you had to keep the bridges up. There's no doubt about that. And the mowing along the canal, the sign.
You would mow with the sign?
Used to start out, boy, it'd be nice. The grass would be a little wet yet. A little nice before the day was over, you were hacking. Yeah.
How much did the state pay you when you worked for the state?
Yeah, I don't know what I was getting.
When you got it, right?
I got paid twice a month. Right. I think I had about 3 checks coming after I went in the paper mill.
What mill did you work at then?
Union Paper Mill. Lower end of New Hope. It's out of existence now.
I know where it's at. What year did you... In fact, your son-in-law worked there, didn't he, Howard? Didn't Don work there? Union Paper Mill?
Yeah.
What year did you start working there?
41.
And how long did you work there?
Till 52. I left in 52. Good thing I did.
Then where'd you go?
I went to General Bacon Company here in Trenton. That's Bond Bridge.
Okay.
Stayed with them 10 years. They moved over to Pennsylvania. Stayed about a year over there. Then I went with Decker's Dairy in Pikestown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there 16 years till I retired.
Okay. So you worked for the state then from 32 up until 41? You worked 8 years for the state?
If the state had it from 32 to 41.
Okay.
But they didn't have it that long. That must be in that...
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Where they...
Took it over.
Took it over, gave it back, took the whole thing over.
The company maintained the canal fairly well, though, when they had it.
I'd say so. I know we used to put trestles under the bridges when we was working on them. And they had a dump truck. We used to load that dump truck. And those trestles used to go out past the cab of the truck. And before they put the last one on, I had to get in the truck to drive it. And you'd go up that river road, and that front end of the truck would keep going up and down.
Because of the weight of the trestles.
Yeah.
What kind of truck was it?
Just a dump truck.
The company had a good dump truck then.
And then, Now, Dad, after they quit boating. And they was wondering how to put a wall plate in, you know, that goes under. So he figured out to put hooks on both ends, these grappling hooks, you know, and throw it in the canal, pulleys, and bring it up, slide it in. Jack up, you know, under the slide it in. Those Camelback bridges can be something. Yeah, the sticks, the braces, the summer beams.
About how often would you have to repair an individual bridge?
Oof. Not too often. You'd have to put in joists more than anything else, I guess. But the sticks would last a long while.
Did you ever have to work on locks?
Well, I locked the boat through one time when I wasn't supposed to.
Tell us about that.
Dad was up after the mail, and the boat come, and I locked it through. I caught the devil after he got back. He used to go up after the mail every night at 6 o'clock.
Was the guy sort of impatient to get through?
I don't know. I wasn't too old when I did it.
But you didn't have any problems locking them through?
No. No, I knew how to lock them through. I know you want to leave go of that wheel in the... Well, we always call it shanty. They call it lock houses. But when that gate comes up, boy, you want to leave go of that wheel, and that old wheel will go around fast. Well, as I say, my backyard ran right into the canal. We learned to swim early. All I had to do was go out the backyard to go swimming, out the backyard to go skating, out the front door and up the hill to go sledding. The trolleys used to pass right in front of the house.
When did New Hope start changing and become sort of the cutesy place it is today?
I don't know. I actually got out of there before it did.
Thank God.
I bought a place in Lambertville.
What was, did you ever fish in the canal?
Oh, fish in the canal, in the river.
Was the water pretty clean?
Yeah. Except after a heavy rain or something, it'd be muddy. But that was the best fun place.
Do you ever see the big water wheels in operation down at the paper mill to pump water in the canal?
No, I never saw them in operation.
They stopped using them by the time you were working?
Yeah, they weren't using them. I don't think they wanted me to. That was back in 41. I don't think they were running there.
You have pictures here of a one-legged man. What was his name?
George. Well, I know he was a big fellow, and he could be pretty rough, but he could really get around.
He was a lock tender?
Yeah, he tended those locks for a while, didn't he?
Yep.
Was that after Charlie Templeton died, or what?
I think he was working with Charlie Templeton for a while first.
Charlie was paying him then.
Yep.
So he worked for the lock tender that was up there. He tended the two upper locks.
He could move.
That's
he?
What I say. With the time you got your boat down the other lock, he was there with a one leg in a crutch. He had a stump there. He put it in that handle part and unwind the gate.
Now, you were boating, right? Now, the hours was 4 to 10 for the lock tender,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Now, if you got through a lock, you could come and be at that next lock at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
And get them up, right?
Yep.
Say you got to a lock, say, around 10, right after 10. Could they lock you through so that they wouldn't have to get up the next morning?
They used to do it, yeah.
That's what they used to do.
That's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now, in the log shanty at night, they had a lantern they put up in the window, right?
Yep.
With the reflector.
Yep.
We used to use the shanty for a clubhouse. God, I had baseball pictures of back in the 1920s. And I don't know what ever become of them. Boy, I'd love to have them today.
Was your father a baseball fan, too?
Yeah, he liked baseball. He liked all sports. When he retired, even up, well, he died at 96. And he used to have that radio on. He got so he couldn't see the TV. But he'd get the hockey games, basketball games, baseball, football. Listen to them all.
Tell you a little about George Myers.
Well, I couldn't tell you any more about him. He lived right in the lock shanty.
Now, what locks did he... He lived in the lock shanty, not the lock house, just the shanty.
Well, that's what they call him, a lock house.
Lock.
I always call him a shanty.
Lock shanty.
And he lived in the one there at lock number 10.
And he boated, what, he locked both 9 and 10?
10 and 11.
10 and 11. 10 and 11. Charlie Templeton, he was a lock tender also?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any problems? Ever see any boats hit the lock walls or have any problems getting through the locks?
No. Some locks were single locks, weren't they? Groundhog lock. That was a deep one.
That's the deepest one on the canal.
Yeah.
That's a
Robsville. Well, there was only 7 double locks on the whole Delaware Canal.
Yep.
Robsville, Groundhog, Naris, and Jake Henry's, and Ford New Hope.
Ford.
Well, there was another one there at New Hope at the mill, but they never used that.
No.
That was always open.
That was just gates.
That was gates to level it up, to send them out to the river if they had to.
Yeah, it was just
for the water in the wintertime and stuff.
As the canal, let's say, from about when you first started looking at the canal, was there fewer and fewer boats every year, or did the boat never always stay about constant?
Started to decline, but I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a lot of tourists used to stop and watch boats go through. Remember that? We used to dive for nickels and pennies.
They threw nickels and pennies and you dive for them?
Yeah, we dive for them before the boat come to lock. I know I tried to touch bottom one time when the lock was filled. I didn't think I was ever going to get to the top. I never did touch bottom. It's deep. We used to dive off of the bridges. And
the picture in there I saw.
Yeah. Now that was Frank Sigapoose. He was 100 years old and Dad was 90.
And your dad's on the right?
Dad's... This is Frank. This
right.
is Dad.
This is your dad.
He was 100. I got it written on the back.
I think Frank had a little money too.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that made the he gave us his wheelbarrow up at the museum. We have his wheelbarrow up in the museum. He made a couple models for us too.
He used to be what they called a bank boy, then go around buy money with real estate.
That's a picture of my brother and his children. He died a year after Dad. I'm the only one left.
Do you have any children?
I have a boy that's in town. That's who was on the phone. You don't mind if I smoke, Dad?
Go right ahead. We're just glad to be able to come down and talk to you tonight.
Well, I don't know as I'm much help to you. But
you're telling us things in every... Everything we learn is something we didn't know before. That's why I want to ask you.
That's why I say Frank and Howard probably know a lot.
We know about it, but we never thought about it. Now, you give us different ideas.
Because you've been up and down the canal more than I have. More stationary.
Did you have a maintenance scow when you worked for the company? Did you work on the maintenance scow at all?
I never worked on a scow.
Never worked on the scow.
But there at the... Between 9 and 10 lock was where they used to take them up. and Corkum. Oakum.
Yeah.
Remember him walking around, taking him, pulling him up those two rails.
Well, there's some boatmen you didn't like, some that was nasty to hear.
Oh, no, I never had any trouble with any of the boatmen. We might have gotten their hair once in a while, but if they coming down the canal, now I don't recall any, but to say they used to throw tomatoes at you and stuff like that, and then they expect the boatmen to throw coal back at them, and then they pick the coal up and go home. They're the kind of stories I hear.
Would you like remember anything, see anything like that? Mm-hmm. Was it much drinking along the canal?
Yeah, there was quite a bit. That's what I say. Anything up where they load up, if anything happened, I head for the cabin. I didn't.
Up at Lawrence.
I was only a kid. I mean, what the heck?
So it was pretty rough up there then. Up at Chunk.
Yeah, I'd say some of them get pretty good scraps. I'd say John Winters was always a...
Young John was a fighter.
Young John was a fighter.
Young John couldn't swim. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
His father put him on a rope when I was with him. Put him alongside the boat to swim. You never heard so much yelling in all your life. Never learned to swim. Luther Evans couldn't swim. He ran the mud digger.
Well, I never saw John swim.
No.
John, oh my God, I believe he would never swim, that's the reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember his father putting him on the road.
Going down on, I didn't see it, but they said going down 11 mile level one time, the mules was going alone, and there was a couple of guys on a towpad, and they, you know, tapped them a little bit, and it said John took the pole and jumped on the towpad and licked both of them.
You know, I can believe that.
You know what they called Sheets' Bridge? Their lock number 10.
Yeah.
Had the iron.
Yep.
Well, I went over the rail there on a bicycle. I had a fellow on the crossbar. And we hit that rail, and that must have been a good 20-foot drop. I lived out in the middle of the ice. He came down and he hit that ledge along the side, and the bicycle went over too, and it was dark as pitch down there because the bridge hit the street light. I didn't get hurt at all. The ice didn't break. I called his name 3 or 4 times. No answer. Pretty soon he left out a grunt. It was Billy Evans's boy. And the creek had been up and dropped, and you had that slip ice. An awful job getting him off the ice. He was all right, but they used to play cards at our place every Tuesday and Saturday night, pinochle.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be about 6 couples or 8, and Billy was one of them. And we went in the house, and I told them, I said, I'm going to walk up with Bob or a pair of skate straps and go skating. I did. I went out to come back and I went skating. And I stopped for Bob to go to school the next morning. His mother said he's not up yet. We never did tell him what happened. That was a good 20-foot drop. And I went right on out, come down right from the middle of the canal, right on that ice. And the canal's not full then. That's mm-hmm. The water's way down.
You were lucky.
I was. Never got hurt of it.
How old were you?
Well, sure, I was high school. Yeah, we went up and got the 6 o'clock meal that night. You know, it was in the winter. That bridge blocked the light out. Boy, it's dark as pitch. Oh, I had some close ones.
Do you remember any other close ones?
Not on the canal, no.
Did you ever have any trouble with cars in the towpath?
No. You know, I know they blame the state for Jesse Savage's death, but I blame Western Computer. speaking. They should have a parking attendant there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the two brothers had it, it was called the River House. I'm sure that they had a parking attendant there all the time. And it's only natural, a place like that, that they should have one. But no, they blame the state. The state boss got a suit, didn't they?
That's so awkward.
Somebody going in Lamont?
Yeah.
I mean, common sense would tell you you need a parking attendant. If these people don't live around here, they come there. They had to put a barrier up or something.
Mm-hmm.
I never blamed the state for that. I blamed the
minister.
I know they had a talk show on WCAU. I get that in the mornings. And he got on it about the state should be sued.
The commentator?
Yeah. That was Wally Kennedy. It's on TV now, I think. But, yeah.
Anything else you remember about the canal you'd like to talk about?
No, nothing that I remember.
Frank and Howard, do you have any questions? Sure, you guys must have a couple questions. Sit back and listen. You absorb a lot. I know both you guys do.
Well, just for listening to him.
Have I said everything about right?
You said everything right, and it brings back memories that I've really forgot, because it's, what, 55 years or so since I've been on the canal. But I remember all that practically stuff.
Do you remember when the last boat's locked out into the river?
Year.
Why'd they stop going out in the river, do you remember? Was there a reason you ever given? Not that you know of. Howard, do you have any questions?
I asked you what year that was.
Do you remember swinging bridges?
Bumping bridges?
Bumping bridges.
One in Marsville. There at Maple Avenue. There was one.
Yeah. I don't remember them down there at Morrisville. I remember the two in Bristol.
Yeah, there was one there at Maple Avenue in Morrisville.
Right there at Tennessee Coal
right
Yard.
There, right by the toll gate.
Yeah.
Toll gate. What am I talking about? Waste gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to work on those bridges and repair them?
Not then. No. That was... They were gone by the time I got to know too much about them. But when I was working on the canal with Dad, and they had the lower end, all the road was over and then. Pipes underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember all this green stuff used to get on the canal. And Dad put boxes in front of the pipes, and then the water would flow down into the pipe. And we used to clean the catch basin there at Tattersall's. And this was, of course, after the
canal was closed.
Yeah. The canal was closed. There was a pipe run all under there then. And, I'll tell you something that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You take a dead skunk out from in front of a ball gate.
Oh, Jesus. That must
well,
be something.
Well, I used to get the rake, on the rake and run over. We had the hole already dug. Boy, I'm telling you. You got it in front of the ball gate, you know, especially lock number 11 there. Dead cats, possums, skunks. Well, the job was pretty dirty. But we all survived it.
Anything else you want to remember or talk about?
No, I don't. Probably if you leave a mic or something.
Well, I'll be coming back again to return these things to you, and I want to, you might remember. Howard, do you have any questions?
I guess not. He told everything that
I have one more
question. You have things that I don't know.
He's already got that already.
Yeah.
I've got another question I want to ask you. How did you find out they were going to close the canal down when the company was going to close it down? How did they tell you?
All I know is I was working for the company. Next thing I know, I was working for the state.
It never gave you any hint they were going to close down?
Oh, there must have been, knowing it. You see, back in those days, I worked for the company a couple of different times. You'd get laid off. In those days, you'd get laid off. I worked for a contractor twice. You'd work so long, you'd get laid off. But I was never out of work. If I got laid off on a Friday, I had something else on a Monday. Just cutting wood one week for one of the artists. Another time we worked on this author's lane, George Dyer. Worked on his lane for a couple of weeks. But you always found something, even though it was, you know, depression time.
That was a tough time.
Do you remember Jimmy Brown when he voted? No. The little colored man?
No. I remember colored man. Was that his name? Jimmy Brown?
Yep. He's still living yet. He lives in Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I remember Whiskey Jack. I remember Ray Groves.
John Whitman?
Whitman, I don't recall the name.
John Ryman?
When you mentioned Minder, I remember
Mickey
that.
Mickey Minder?
There's a lot of them in there. You'll know them all, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy Brown was on television, prime time. Lance made it with brother and I and Jimmy Brown.
Well, Channel
6.
Yeah, well, Channel 52 had a good show on the Delaware Canal.
Mm-hmm. We have the film.
Yeah.
Cliff Crawford made the film.
Now, they had some fellows on that worked on that.
Were we in that, are we? No.
No, that was made...
Strictly, I guess, Delaware Raritan, wasn't it?
Delaware Raritan.
That guy made a movie the day we were down there. Never seen that, didn't
I? Your High Rivers.
Yep. These all have to be microfilmed to be preserved because the paper's starting to deteriorate. By filming them, they'll be permanent.
You know, I got... more history on New Hope, too. I got the first election ever held in New Hope. 1837. Is that in here? Because I don't want you to take that with me.
I don't think so. Alright, you were talking about Updike?
Yeah, he lived right next to the wastegate there at Bowman's Hill.
What was his name? First name?
Al, I think.
Al Updike.
And they had a heavy rain, and he wasn't working for the state. And they had a wash out there, the wastegate. And they sort of blamed him for it, but why should he do anything? If he went out there and got hurt, he wouldn't have got a cent out of it.
That's the reason they put that overflow in there, Brownsburg, then, ain't it? Since that washed out that time, after the canal closed.
Do they have an overflow?
They have an overflow there, all made out of concrete now, down below the cemetery there, where that creek comes out.
It's above the cemetery.
Is it above?
Yeah. Right below the bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the creek comes out.
Yeah.
Grandfather, he was a minister. Did you ever see him?
I don't know. I can't recall.
Dad's
I might have seen
father,
him. I wouldn't know who he was.
Dad's father. He spoke at the county farm up there one time. And he said, he started out and he says, I'm glad to see so many here.
Is this for a second, sir?
Yeah.
For a second?
That's, I think, see, some of these things aren't nothing to do with it.
Ashley. That's up in the coal regions.
Ashley, yeah.
Was your father up there?
Yeah. He went up there and lived up there a while, and then he was with,
What did he do up there, mine coal, or?
I don't know what he did. My grandfather was a wheelwright.
This is also very important, too. There's very few of these around, also.
I got a paper in here somewhere. Town Hospital. This had nothing to do with the community.
Okay.